Okay, today's daf Yudalej is one we are up to. We just finally figured out what the case is at the Kohen Gadol when he's we're masking him another wife. So what does he do? So he says to one of them, "This is your get amanas that your friend doesn't die. This is your get." To the other one, "Amanas that I go into a shul." And that was the final maskana of what the case is. We're in the second up to the second to last skinny line on Yud Gimel Amud Beis Maskifla. Just one note that I didn't get to mention yesterday. That is, the Gemara had a special pasuk yesterday to teach me that a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be married to two wives. The Gemara in Amud Aleph had said, yesterday we discussed maybe children also, but there was a special limud. So because of this limud, based on this limud, the Achronim asked on the sheet of the Rambam. Because the Rambam writes in Hilchos Yisurei Biyah, in Perek Yud Zayin, Halacha Yud Gimel, Mitzvah Saseh al Kohen Gadol Sheyisa Nara Bzula. To mitzvahs, I say, for a Kohen Gadol to marry a Na'ara Bzula. Umisha Tivgar Te'asar Olav. He's not even allowed to marry a Bogeres. Isha V'loktana B'Bzula V'lo Bogeres. So he has to marry, you know, this type of woman. And then the Rambam adds, Ve'eino Nosei Shtei Nashim La'olam Ka'achas. A Kohen Gadol should never marry two women. Shneamar Isha Achas V'lo Shtayim. Isha Achas V'lo Shtayim. Rambam has a new drasha. Isha achas v'lo shtayim. Ask the mafarshim, where did the Rambam get this from? Isha achas v'lo shtayim. The Ravid right there. Amar Avram, lo nischaver zos hasvar. Shlo amru v'vizechas yuma daf yud gimel el abeso amar achmana v'lo shtei batim. Where did the Rambam get this from? That the whole year is an isser. So that's why the Ravid leaves him b'tzarech iyan, and then he adds something, very unusual for the Ravid to do this, that he says, oh, maybe this is the pshat of the Rambam. The Efshar, but this is the kasha that the Achronim asked, not just the Rishonim on the Rambam. What if the Rambam, from our Gemara, it sounds like there's only a problem for the Kohen Gadol to be married to two wives on Yom Kippur, but the rest of the year it's okay. So says the Ravid, the Efshar shelo nesar b'shtei nashim ela b'yom ha-kippurim shelo yimashech libo acharem v'yavu l'day tuma aval hadas no senes kein kedei shelo yitztarech l'garesh erev yom ha-kippurim. But I find the pasuk in Devar Yamim, Vayisi lo Yehoyada Nashim Shtayim Vayolad Banim Banos. So the Ravid gives a possibility for the Rambam, and this is expanded upon in the Achronim. I have it here from Rav Soloveitchik, and that is maybe the shot of the Rambam is that it's not this halacha of the Kohen Gadol not marrying two wives is not like all the other halachas of Kahuna, of Isurei Chitun of Kahuna. A Kohen to a Grusha, a Kohen Gadol to an Amana, a Kohen Gadol to a Psula, all of those are in Yoni Yisuin. Isurei Chitun, people who you're not allowed to marry, you're allowed to marry, and that's the halacha. But the Isur of marrying two wives, possibly, even according to the Rambam, is not like those Isurim. The Isur, the Mechayiv, it flows from the din of Yom Kippur. Because he can't be married to two wives on Yom Kippur, therefore, he shouldn't be married to two wives the whole year, because he's going to have to divorce him before Yom Kippur. But the real starting point of the drasha is Yom Kippur. But mitoch kach, we extend it to the whole year. That's the pshat that the Rav Soloveitchik gives, and that's exactly the same what the Maharis Chai says in our Gemara. Where the Maharis Chai says that this halacha, he points out this Rambam, and he says that, where's the Maharis Chai? Here it is. He says the Tam Israel is like the Ravid said. The Imkein b'kol hashana tzrichim lakufa. What, every year he's going to have to divorce his wife? Raka tam ibnei shekisanui hashilach ve'ein no'el l'kohen gadol l'garish ishto. It's not proper that he's going to put himself into the situation. So you're right, the Isser, the Ikar Hadin is Yom Kippur. But it's not proper that he's in the situation outside of to have to divorce his wife every year. And then he says, I didn't see any Mechaber that makes the Ha'ara of another Rambam. If you look on the Rambam, Menilchus Klei HaMikdash, the Rambam says, V'imnasa Nashim Shtayim Eino Yochol Avod Bayom Atzom Ad Sheyagarish Achas. He's not going to put to work until he divorces. So the Maharis Chai is, that must be the reason. Because he's going to have to divorce his wife, so that's why it's inappropriate to be married to two women. So that's the other explanations given to the Rambam, but that's what the Maharis Chai says, that's what Rav Soloveitchik says. So now we continue the second to last skinny line on Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Maskef Laravasi. So we just said that bias, as I just explained, bias is bias echad lo shtayim. So maskal v'ravasi v'item ravavira elamayata shtei yavam usabos mi bias echad lo yisyamu. The pasuk says that a yavam a man who dies without children, and his brother's going to do Yibam or Chalitza to his wife. So when he gets married, he's going to rebuild the bias of his brother. So there the word bias singular is used. So should we say, therefore, that the only case of Yibam is that there's only one bias? Just like we make the drasha here by the wives of the Kohen Gadol, bias echad v'lo shnei batim, maybe there too we should make the drasha, bias echad v'lo shnei batim, and therefore if a man has two wives, so then they both don't have children. He doesn't have children with either of them, so then they shouldn't do Yibam, because vayis echad amar achad v'lo shnei batim. So Gemara says, no, yivim to riba. Really, there's a special drasha, a special extra word, where we include it from. Maskav l'ravina v'itemirav shravya elame'ata arusa lotes yabim. So they say the same thing about an arusa. Only a nesua should do yibim and not an arusa, because arusa is not called beso, as we said on Amar Aleph, that arusa is not enough, kiddushin is not enough. That's why we had the whole discussion yesterday of nisuin. When is it done? Is it done on Yom Kippur? The yichud roi lebi, according to the Rambam. So elamiat arusa lotes yabim. So arusa shouldn't do yibim. So Gemara says hachutza l'rabo says arusa. No, hachutza includes arusa as well. So inachinami bias includes bias echad only, but we have two extra limudim in these two contexts. Tanu Rabbanon, says the Braisa, Kohen Gadol, Makriv Onein, Ve'eno Ochel. A Kohen Gadol is Makriv Onein, as we've been saying, if his wife dies, the only issue is being married, but he does the Avoda, Makriv Onein, like Aaron HaKohen did when his sons died. He's Makriv Onein, Ve'eno Ochel. He doesn't eat the Karbanos, but he does the Hakrava, just like Aaron HaKohen. He burns the Seir Rosh Chodesh, that Rosh Chodesh Nisan, because that was a carbon, that was Ladoro, so therefore he wasn't allowed to eat it. He's Makravein Ochel. The other two Moshe Rabbeinu says you have to eat, because those are special carbonas for the Miluim, you had to eat. But in general, the Mi'ikra did, Makravein Ve'ino Ochel. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kol Hayom. Rabbi Yehuda says all day. What does that mean? My Kol Hayom. What's Rabbi Yehuda trying to tell me all day? Is he being Machmir? Is he being Meiko? What's he trying to tell me? So Amar Rava. First pshat of Rabbi Yehuda. What does Rabbi Yehuda mean all day? It means that not only does he have an allowance, a heter, to do the avoda, but even if he's home, we schlep him out and make him be osek in the avoda today, because we don't want him to sit home and think about the base. We want him lechachila to do the avoda. It's not just a heter; it's a mitzvah. Let's look at Rashi, lahavio mitoch beiso, across from the Bach. Mitzvah he sheyivieu lemikdash la'avod kol hayom kidei lefacheach tsa'aro. We dafka bring him to the Beis HaMikdash in order for him to do the avoda. It's a din lechachila. That is the first shot that we have of Rabbi Yehuda. That's what he means by Kol Hayom. So he is more Mako from the standpoint of doing the Avoda. The Tanakhama says he can, Rabbi Yehuda says he should, and we bring him to do the Avoda. So if that... Sorry? This is not talking about... During the year. It's talking about during the year. So anyway, Makriv, right, so usually he doesn't have to do anything. So here we try to get him to do... Well, he has to bring the chavitim half of the morning, half of the afternoon. Yeah, we'll get to what in the next Mishnah what he can do every day. So says the Gemara, Amar le Abaya. Abaya does not like the shot of Rabbi Yehuda of the words Kol Hayom. Why? Because Hashla Rabbi Yehuda afuki mafkinon le. We know that Rabbi Yehuda has a more chamor shita when it comes to avoda. If somebody's doing the avoda already, we're motzi him from doing the avoda. To Tanya, as the Brisa says, if a person is standing, who is this Brisa talking about? So let's do Rashi first, then we'll do Tosfos. Rashi says this is talking about a Kohen Hedyot. If a Kohen Hedyot on a Stama day is standing and doing the avoda, and he hears that a relative died, he becomes an onain. Rabbi Yehuda says he has to stop doing the avoda in the middle. If a Kohen Hedyot, according to Rashi, if a Kohen Hedyot becomes an Onein, he has to stop in the middle of the Avoda. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Omer Yigmar. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you started already, so finish. Finish the Avoda. So you see from this Brisa that Rabbi Yehuda has a more machmir shita when it comes to Onanim doing the Avoda. And if an Onanim is doing the Avoda, he has to stop in the middle. So, At Amir by Sidelim Tel Beso, and you're telling me that when it comes to the Kohen Gadol, not only do you allow him to do it, but you bring him from his house to do it? So how can you say Rabbi Yehuda has that svara? Rabbi Yehuda is more machmer, not more meiko, when it comes to avoda. So says the Gemara, says Abaya. So Abaya asked that kasha, so therefore El Amar Rava. So Rava gives a different pshat to what Rabbi Yehuda meant by the words Kol Hayom. My call ayom, different shot. The Tarakaba had said the Kohen Gadol is makrav onen, he just doesn't eat. Rabbi Yehuda is saying he doesn't even make makrav onen. Rabbi Yehuda says, Lomar she'enu ovei kol hayom, gzeir shem yochal. No, Rabbi Yehuda says we don't even allow him to do the avoda on the day that he's an onen, even though midah oraisa he can. But midah rabbanan, we don't allow him to do the avoda, gzeir shem yochal, where goes there that if he is doing the avoda, we're worried that he is going to come eat the karbanos as well. Either two pshatim given in the mefarshim, either he is just going to forget, he's going to be osik the avoda, he's going to forget that he's an onen, he's going to come to eat it, or he's going to think halachically, if I have a hetter to do the avoda, maybe I also have a hetter to eat. Right? Who says why should there be a limit on one and not on the other? So that is two pshatim. So therefore, midrabanan, the Rifa quotes the principle of yesh koach biyad chachamim la'akar davar min ha-Torah b'shei v'ataseh, the principle from Maseches Yevamos, that chachamim could tell you not to do a mitzvah. They could tell you not to blow shofar, not to shake a lulav. They could tell you not to do the avoda. Right? Aaron HaKohen did the avoda. That was, he followed the daraisa. But according to this, Rabbi Yehuda says that there is a gzeira drabanan not to. That is all one way to read the Gemara. There is, though, if you look at the Tosas of the previous Amud, Tosas quotes that this Brisa that's quoted. What happens here? Let's just think about the flow of the Gemara again. The first shot of Rabbi Yehuda was, Rabbi Yehuda says, bring the Kohen Gadol, it's okay. And what's the Kasha? The Kasha was from Kohen Hedyot. Right, that was the Kasha, according to Rashi. By Kohen Hedyot, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to stop in the middle. So the Kohen Gadol, you're going to bring him to allow him to start? So it can't be. So there's a comparison between Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hedyot. So ask Tosfos, can you really make that jump? Maybe there are different halachas. Who says, and the Rifa fleshes out these questions, maybe there are different halachas, Kohen Gadol, Kohen Hedyot. Who says they're the same halacha? That's what Tosfos says, second to bottom Tosfos, you give a little base, Hayomi Namakrif, Rashi Pirish, Kohen Hedyot, Maimi, Vidochak Atzmo Lafarish Lafiza. It's a big dechika. How can you compare them? Maybe there are different halachas. Vali Nira Deva Kohen Gadol, Maimi. We're talking about a Kohen Gadol. That if a Kohen Gadol is the kasha is a direct kasha on Kohen Gadol. Rabbi Yehuda says by Kohen Gadol he has to stop doing the avoda. So Abba Gadol b'Kohen Gadol makrav oni mikol makom midah raisa. Abba midah rabbanan sfir lo Rabbi Yehuda midiach avoda biyotzei. Rabbi Yehuda holds that midah rabbanan you stop him from doing the avoda. So it's a direct kasha on Rabbi Yehuda. Kohen Gadol to Kohen Gadol. And then he quotes continues. Sounds like he's about to do the avoda. He didn't start the avoda. Anyway, so it's a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. What is the Gemara's question? Is it from Kohen Hedyot or is it even from Kohen Gadol? If you look at the Mishnah Melech has an opinion what the Rambam thinks about this question. The Mishnah Melech in Bias Mikdash Beis Vav, where the Rambam writes, what's the difference? Halacha l'maisa, Kohen Gadol, Kohen Hedyot. Says the Rambam, she Kohen Hedyot shehi b'mikdash ba'avodas v'shamash emes lo meis rachmano litzlan. There's a Kohen Hedyot that's doing the avoda, and he hears that a relative of his died. Shehu chayiv l'his abel alav. Says the Rambam, af al pi she'eno yotzei min ha'mikdash eno oved. It's unclear where the Rambam gets this from, but this is the sheet of the Rambam. A Kohen Hedyot has to stop doing the avoda if he becomes an onain, but he stays in the base of Mikdash. Eno yotzei. That's what the Ravid says. There's no halacha bin a mikdash lo yetzei by Kohen Hedyot. But that's the shuas where the Rambam says. Even though he doesn't leave the mikdash, he doesn't do the avoda. V'im avad v'onein shel Torah chilo avodaso. A Kohen Hedyot that continues doing the avoda is v'chalo his avoda. It's puzzle. Aval Kohen Gadol oved kishu onein. Shenemer omen a mikdash lo yetzei v'lo yechalo. For the Kohen Gadol does the avoda. Klomer yeshi v'yavod avoda shihu osek ba v'einem ischalolas. Says the Mishnah Melech. What does that mean? He's Yoshev Yavod Avotashu Osekba. It sounds like from the Rambam, says the Mishnah Melech, that only if he's in the middle of something. He's Obed Vosekba, then he continues. But even the Rambam would agree that by Kohen Gadol, if he didn't start yet, he shouldn't do it. He says, Bipshativ Rabbeinu Nireh, Ta'af Kohen Gadol Inu Maschal Avotah, Elam Hischal Gomer. And that's the difference between Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hedyot. So he assumes that he gets this from the reading of the Gemara like Tosfos. Because the Tosfos says, Hayomi Namakrib. He's doing it so that he can continue doing it. That's by Kohen Gadol. But even Kohen Gadol would not be allowed to start doing the Avoda if he realizes that he's an Onain before the Avoda starts. Then he discusses, is this a Didaraisa? Is this a Didarabanan that you're not allowed to start? That is the Ha'ara of the Mishnah Lamech. But this is talking about all year, not Dafki Yom Kippur. This is about all year. What happens if he's in the middle of the avoda on Yom Kippur and his wife dies? Yeah. So then we say we get the other wife. We don't.
No, but he's an
onen. He is an onen, but he's already doing the avoda. If he's already doing the avoda, so then we say he continues. If it's before the avodah, so that is it better just to get another? First of all, Yom Kippur might be different. We're talking about the other days. We're going to ask about Yom Kippur in a second, but Yom Kippur might be different. But also, you know, it might be that's baskin lo kohen gadol acher. But if he didn't start, the problem that the Gemara brought up with yesterday, if he's only avodah, is the wife problem, not the onin problem, right? He's got to have two be married to two wives in the middle of the avodah. Right. Yeah. Right, if you can't do the avodah as an onein, so what difference does the second wife make? So I think Yom Kippur must be different. This is talking about the rest of the year. Okay, let's continue. So Amalei Rav Bar Rava L'Rava, second line on top. Yudal Ralef Umi Gazer Yehuda Shem Yochal. What was the second shot of Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda says that even though Mida Oraisa, the Kohen Gadol, does the avodah, he just doesn't eat. Mida Rabbanan, we don't allow him to eat. Oh, I forgot to mention this at one point. Mida, what does it mean? Kol Hayom Kulo, according to this shot, the whole day he can't do the avodah, but that night he can. After the day. Why? Because Aninus, Yom Rishon, is Da'oraisa. But at night, after Yom HaMitzvah, Yom HaKfura, is Durabanan. And therefore, that's what Rashi says in the second Rashi on top. Kol Yom Asur Bachilas Kachim in HaTorah, Elo Ba'aninus Halayla, Mishenikvar HaMeis Bayom, Eina Midevei Torah, Elo Midevei Sofrim. He really means Avelis. V'hachi Shamin Alei Rabbi Yehuda, V'zech Hazvachim. Then afterwards, it's only Durabanan, and therefore, he's able to do the Avodah then. So Amalei Rav Adar Bar Rava L'Rava. So Rav Adar Bar Rava asked Rava, Umigaz Rabbi Yehuda Shem Yochal. Is Rabbi Yehuda worried about, you worried that people are going to eat Shem Yochal? So that's why he says the Kohen Gadol can't do the avodah when he's an onin, because we're worried that he's going to eat. But V'hatznan, but the Mishnah, our Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Af Isha Acheres Maskinin Lo Shem Atamos Ishto. What do we say? That we're masking him another wife, because maybe his wife is going to die. So we figured out a way to get out of the wife problem. But v'maisa ishto avet avoda v'lokaz Rabbi Yehuda Shem Yochal. But as Alex just said, but he's going to do the avoda. So why aren't we worried that he's an onein and he's not allowed to? He might eat. He's going to do the avoda. He's going to get a new wife, but he's an onein for the first wife. So why aren't we worried that he's going to eat? Rabbi Yehuda doesn't make that. Yeah. What? Oh, so it's Yom Kippur, but why aren't we worried? So Amar Lei, Hachi, so 1 second. So Amar Lei, Hachi, Hashem. The Gemara says it's a big difference. Ha, some kiva diyamaki purim hu lukali amaloka achli, hu nami losin lecha. On Yom Kippur, nobody's eating. There's no food, nobody's eating. So he's not going to eat. On Yom Kippur, nobody's eating. You could also say he's osik in the avoda of Yom Kippur. He knows it's Yom Kippur. If nobody else is eating, he's not going to eat either. Hacha. But here, he's an onein. The kuli ama achli, hu nami losin lecha. But if it's Tam a day, so then there's a good chance that he might come to eat. So don't ask me those two kashas. Yeah. What was the Havamina, or better, what did the Gemara just ask? If he becomes an Onain, why are we worried that he's going to eat? Why did the Gemara ask a more basic question? What? Yom Kippur! Forget the Aninus. Why? We see Rabbi Yehuda's not worried about Shem Yochah. What about the Kohen Gadol doing a Avodah on Yom Kippur? Maybe he'll come eat. He'll forget. So why is the Gemara asking this? So you're asking what's the Gemara's kasha anyway? But what's the Gemara asking the kasha? Why does the Gemara ask the more basic question? If you're worried about Shema Yochal, why are we asking the backhanded question of if the wife dies, he becomes an onein, why do we let him do the avodah? Just ask straight out. It's Yom Kippur. How can you allow him to do the avodah? That's the kasha of the Magen Avraham. Why don't we just ask that kasha? So it must be that we're not gozer on Yom Kippur. We're not going to on Yom Kippur, the Shema Yochal, period. That was never the Gemara's question. And we'll get to why in a second. You can already start thinking why. But the Magen Avraham writes in Hilchos Yom Kippur. Magen Avraham writes on the Ramah. The Ramah says, food is not muksa on Yom Kippur. So she's the Ramah. So you want to give to children? Food is not muksa. Hagah, in Tuf Reish Yud Beis Vav. Mutter liga b'yom ha-kippurim b'ma'achalim u'mashkim li'tein l'ktanim v'lo chayshinen sheyochal o yishteh im yiga. Quoting a Shumas Hadeshan, we're not worried that you're going to come eat the food, unless you want to have to give the kids food or give a chola food on Yom Kippur. Or let's say you're cleaning up from the Sudas HaMafsekes, you want to be able to use the table. Food is not muksa on Yom Kippur. Halacha l'maisa. Says the Magen Avraham, why? V'li nere, he quotes the Shumas Hadeshan, who says maybe you should try to be Nizhar, but then the Magen Avraham says, why should he be Nizhar at all? No, v'li nere, the shiny Yom Kippur. De emas, sorry, the, right, shiny Yom Kippur. To Amos, he's scared. He's scared, meaning he's not gonna do anything. And then he quotes, maybe only if there's a need. But then he quotes our Gemara. He says, "Kohen Gadol Eidom Akrav Onig Zir Shem Yochal Uparach Mashem Yom Kippur." He quotes our Gemara. You're not gonna come to eat on Yom Kippur. So therefore, there is no problem on Yom Kippur. Fine. That's the Magen, the Ramah and the Magen Avraham.
Why didn't we just ask the most basic question, most obvious situation that he's not gonna be able to concentrate because of the non-need?
Okay, we'll get to that. We're going to get to that. The Gemara is going to mention that in a second. But says the Maariv Chayis. So why didn't the Gemara ask that on Yom Kippur? Why is there no Gzeira on Yom Kippur? Shemi Yochal? So what could be the answer? We mentioned this a lot. I haven't mentioned it in Maseches Yuma yet, so it's got to come up at least once every Masechta. The Taz. What's the Taz? The Taz in Hilcha Shofar. The Taz asks, there's a Gzeira Drabana not to play musical instruments on Yantif, so why don't we make a Gzeira? You can't blow a shofar on Rosh Hashanah. It's a musical instrument. Gzeira Shemi Yisakin Kleshir. You can't do any other musical instrument, so why you don't want to make a Gzeira? You can't blow a shofar. We only have a Gzeira, you can't blow a shofar on Shabbos, because you might come to carry the shofar. Why don't you have a Gzeira, you can't blow a shofar on Yantif, on your Rosh Hashanah? Why? Says the Taz, you can never, the Rabbanan do not have the authority to make a Dindra Rabbanan that wipes out a mitzvah totally. That says this mitzvah does not exist. The Rabbanan could say, don't blow shofar when it falls out on Shabbos, because all the other years you're going to blow. No problem. Don't shake a lulav when it falls out on Shabbos, because you're going to shake a lulav. But they can't say, don't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, because then you'll never blow shofar. That's an Akira's Davar Min HaTorah. Chachamim don't have a power to do that. So if you remember, he also quotes the halacha, the question of the earlier achronim, that why don't make a gzeira shemi avirenu? You can't carry the knife. Carry the knife for the mila, so why don't you say you can't do mila on Shabbos? Can't do mila on faith days on Shabbos. Why? Gzeira, you might carry the knife. Why not? So says the Taz, because it's as if there's a mefurish pasuk that says you could do mila on Shabbos. Ubi yom hashmini afilu b'Shabbos. So it's as if the Torah says do mila on Shabbos. So you can say you make a gzeira shemi avirenu, you never have mila on Shabbos. Sorry? So over here, the Torah says, though, the Kohen Gadol does the Avodah on Yom Kippur. The Torah says that. So you're going to tell me, no, we're worried, it might eat, so you can't do the Avodah. So you're never going to have the Avodah done on Yom Kippur. Says the Maariv Chayis on this Gemara. Lo kashami, it quotes the Maariv Padua earlier. The mipiza lokas rinan of b'shofar shemi sakin kleshir tiim kein yitzarach lakor mitzah shofar lagamrei the gam biyot v'ikas gzeir zos av shemi yabirin alek arach b'shabes v'hachanami gzeir shem yochav yom kippurim shayach b'chol yom kippurim v'yim kein tiim b'teila kol avodas yom kippurim asher mitzvahs arach b'kohen gadol v'lo alimi chazal b'gzeir asam. Aye, the wife dying? Okay, that happens once in a blue moon. So there's a habamina to make a gzeira. Yeah. Okay, so that's why there is no gzeira on Yom Kippur at all. Food's not muksa, and the Gemara never asked that kasha of every Yom Kippur should be asur. It only asked the kasha of if the wife dies. Okay, so that was the Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says we are worried by the Kohen Gadol Onain. What about Yom Kippur? No, Yom Kippur nobody else is eating. We're not worried. Finishes the Gemara. The Chiyah Gavna. So 1 second. Getting back to our whole case here. Remember we had the maskana yesterday of what's the case of the Kohen Gadol. So he says to one of his to wife B, he says, I divorce you on condition that the other wife does not die. And this wife, he says, I divorce you on condition that I walk into a shul. So says the Gemara, V'chei Agavna Michayla Le'aninus V'amigrusha. What's the whole discussion of Aninus? He's not an Onain. In all these cases, he ended up divorcing the wife that he's not married to. So he's not an Onain at all. He wasn't married to her when she died. So what's the whole discussion in this Gemara of Aninus? Says the Gemara what Marcel said. Nehida Aninus lo chayloi atru de milo mitrid. Okay, fine. How luckily there's no Aninus here, but he's still tarud. He's still, his wife just died. Even if it's not how luckily his wife anymore at the moment of death. But the whole issue here is the tirda. Rashi explains, you're not allowed, the issue of eating kachim when you're an onain is not dafka halachic onain, but the fact that you're not besimcha. There's a mitzvah to eat kachim besimcha, as the last Rashi before the Mishnah. Ube kachim be'inan simcha bedula. So that's the issue, you're right, even if it's not a halachic aninus, still it is tirda. The Ritva adds to the beer of Rashi, it's not stam tirda, that his wife died. But you know what the tsar is? The tsar that he has is that he had to go through this whole thing with the divorce of his wife that he's been married to for 30 years. That's the tsar that he has. He says, V'yishlom al-fishitas Rashi, the mitzar ba'alma ino asa b'kachim. Stam somebody who's mitzar, stam person, relative dies, that's one thing. Avol zesha atzar balo machmas misas she'ero she'haysa kfar. Kivan shalibo dabel avshari machmas hatzorak girsha. Shopper Karina Be'anidas. He had a divorce. How can he do this to his wife that he loved for 30, 40 years? He sees that she's going to die, and he runs to the shul, so the divorce kicks in. That's the tsar that he had to go through with this. It's not just that the relative died. Either way, Rashi Ritva, that's what it is talking about. Masnisa, next Mishnah. Kol Shivas Hayamim, all 7 days during the week before Yom Kippur, the second Mishnah in Yuma. Huzarek Asadam, Umakter Saktores, the Kohen Gadol practices. He gets ready for everything during this week. So he practices all the acts that he's going to have to do. Who's already gets Adam? He's going to have to do a lot of zrikas on Yom Kippur. So he practices sprinkling the dam. Umakdras aktores. He's going to have to do a special ktores on Yom Kippur. So he's maktir the ktores during the week practicing. Umedeves aneres. And he cleans out and he sets up the wicks of the candles. Umakdras arosh vesaregel. And he's makriv the rosh and the regal of the carbon tamid. Does it mean the rest of the animal, or these are just the first two? It's unclear. At least the first rosh and the regal. That's all about the week before Yom Kippur. Vishar kol hayamim, the rest of the days of the year, im ratzel lahakriv makriv. Whatever the Kohen Gadol wants to do the rest of the days of the year, he can do. Shekohen Gadol makriv chelik parosh, v'notel chelik parosh. Allah is a Kohen Gadol, can do whatever he wants. He's not in a specific mishmar or a specific base av, but he could do whatever he wants. Writes the Rambam in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash in Perek Hey. Bechol yom sheyirtze lahaktir haktores maktir v'noto chelik parosh b'kachi haMikdash kulon. He could take ktores. He could be maktir the ktores. Why does he dafka say maktir the ktores? He could do anything the Mishnah says. Why does he dafka say ktores? As we're going to see on Amud Beis, because ktores was special, so he could even do the ktores. That's the chiddush over here. He could even do the ktores. If he could do this, surely, says the Kesem Mishnah, he could do anything else. And the Radvaz points out here that this is even after another Kohen won a lottery already to do the avoda for that day. The Kohen Gadol could say, tough, I'm doing it. Even after they already have the pious, the Kohen Gadol has the right. Afilo achar shezoch hazeh b'pious, yachol Kohen Gadol levatzlo milahakri v'lakta ktores kechefso ve'ino ovid b'pious. No, he could do whatever he wants. That's the din of the Kohen Gadol the whole year. So Mantana, who is the opinion, says the Gemara, who holds that the Kohen Gadol does the avodah the whole week? To lo Rabbi Akiva. Rav Chisda to lo Rabbi Akiva. Rav Chisda says it must not be like Rabbi Akiva. Did Rabbi Akiva? Because Rabbi Akiva says Amar Torah Shnofa Lav Hazah Timaso Heichiyav Ad Avoda. Rabbi Akiva says if a Tahar person gets sprinkled with the Efer Para Aduma, he becomes Tameh. Right, as we know, this is one of the idiosyncrasies of paraduma. It's metar is at tameim, umetami is at the horim. If it's sprinkled on somebody who's tamei meis, then he becomes tahar. But holds Rabbi Akiva, if it's sprinkled on a tahar person, it makes him tamei. So this Kohen Gadol gets sprinkled all 7 days. We had earlier in the Masechta. He gets the hazah all 7 days, just because he was tamei meis. So if he's sprinkled, he's tamei. He can't do the avoda. But our Mishnah says he does the avoda all 7 days if he wants. So it must be that our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Akiva. The low Rabbi Akiva, because he became Tamei. The Tanya, as the Brisa says, V'hiza hadar ala Tamei, the Tahar is sprinkles the Tamei, ala Tamei, Tahar ala Tahar Tamei. If it's sprinkled on a Tamei person, he becomes Tahar. Sprinkled on a Tahar because it becomes Tamei, different Rabbi Akiva. So the Mishnah is against Rabbi Akiva. V'chachamim omrim, the Chachamim say no. The Chachamim have a different drasha from that Pasuk, and therefore they don't agree with Rabbi Akiva. You know what the chiddush is of that pasuk, which the Gemara is going to talk about in a minute? That let's say you dip in the azov, you dip the hyssop branch into the pail, and you sprinkle on somebody. Let's say there's blood left on the branch. Are you allowed to use that for another person? Could you sprinkle it for another time? The shirayim, what's left over on the branch, could you sprinkle that on another person? So it depends. If you sprinkled the first time on a person's makabel tuma, so then the shirayim are fine. Shirayim are fine. They're still considered kosher. They're still considered dam of the paraduma. Therefore, you can use it again. Masha'inkin, if you sprinkled on a davar she'ena makabel tuma, let's say you sprinkled on an animal of a chayim is not makabel tuma. So then, what's left is pasul on the ezo. That's the halacha that you learn from this pasuk. So you don't agree to Rabbi Akiva. So that's the Mishnah is going according to the Chachamim. So Mahi. So where does Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan say their shitas? Kidetzan, as the Mishnah says in Para. Niskavein lahados ala behema vihiza al ha'adam. Let's say a person, the Kohen has kavanah to sprinkle on a behema, but he sprinkles on an adam, meaning he ends up sprinkling on a person who's makabel tuma. So then im yesh be'ezov yishana. If he still has blood on the ezov yishana, he can do it again on another Kohen, because the Shirayim are still kosher. But what if he ends up sprinkling on a behema? So then he sprinkled on a davar she'enu makabel tuma. An animal mechayim is not makabel tuma. So if he has left over lo yishana, because it becomes pasul. Why does it become pasul? So Rashi here explains that you're not allowed to do malacha with the afer of the paraduma. Special din in the Torah from the beginning of Parshas Chukas, you're not allowed to do malacha with it. So if you sprinkled on somebody that's or something that's not makabel tuma, so it ends up you weren't allowed to pick it up in the first place. because you didn't do something called a hazaya. If you did something that's not called a hazaya, so it ends up you did something with his blood that wasn't hazaya, that's why it becomes pasul. If you sprinkle on something that somebody has makabel toma, then fine. If you did something proper, it's called a hazaya. The shirayim on the ezov are still kosher. But if you didn't do a hazaya, if you sprinkled on a dover she'ina makabel toma, so then it's not called a hazaya, and that's why the blood left on the ezov becomes pasul. My time is Rabbi Akiva. I asked the Gemara, so what's the source of Rabbi Akiva? That holds. Rabbi Akiva again says that if you sprinkle on somebody who's tahar, they become tameh. Nichto rechmanav, he's a hatar alav. Because the Pasuk should have said, the tahar sprinkles on him. My al hatameh. What's the emphasis? If you sprinkle on the tameh, he becomes tahar. Shmamina, ala tameh tahar, ala tahar tameh. Shmamina, says Rabbi Akiva, that you learn opposites. A tameh becomes tahar, a tahar becomes tameh. V'rabbanan, the Rabbanan say, no, you use the pasuk for something else. Ha'ilu d'varim ha'makabel tumu da'asa. As we mentioned earlier, that's used for to tell you that only if the blood is sprinkled on the d'varim ha'makabel tumu, then what's left on the ezov is still kosher. Aval hacha kal v'chomeru. But the Chacham say back to Rabbi Akiva, it's a kal v'chomer. Imala tamei tahar. If the dam, the afer of the paraduma, sprinkled on somebody whose tummy makes him tahar, al hatar lo kal shekein? Is it sprinkled on tar? For sure, they're going to keep him tar. If they are mitzayir somebody, surely they keep somebody tar. So the Chacham say it can't be that, you know, they're mitame a tar person. So what does Rabbi Akiva say back? There's no kal v'chomer as a paraduma. Paraduma is not based on logic. Remember, this is the one thing where Shlomo HaMelech couldn't understand. Rabbi Akiva, haidu tukar Shlomo, amarti ech kma v'yirachokim imeni. Don't bring me kal v'chomers when it comes to paraduma. Says Rabbi Akiva, Shlomo HaMelech couldn't understand this. The chacham ikal adam. So don't bring me any kal v'chomers. V'rabbanan. What did the Rabbanan hold? The Rabbanan also hold this pasuk in Koheles. So what did they say is the halacha that doesn't make sense in Paraduma? So for Rabbanan, Hahu Lamaze Ulamazan alav Tahar Vahanogia Behentame. You know what the Rabbanan say and what we hold? That is, no, if somebody's sprinkled with the Paraduma, they're Tahar. Even if they were tahar to start. You know who becomes Tame? Anybody who touches the apron of the Paraduma, not to do with Hazaya. If somebody's not involved in Hazaya and they just touch it, so they become tameh. That's the amarti ekma v'hi rechoka mimeni. That's the halach according to the Rabbanan. It says, continues the Gemara, umaze tahar, what? According to the Rabbanan, the sprinkler is tahar? The Torah says that the sprinkler is tameh. So how can you say only a nogeya is tahar? So the Gemara says, no, my maze nogeya. The Chachamim say, maze means nogeya. The maz of the sprinkler doesn't really mean sprinkler. It says it for some reason, but it really means nogeya. So the Gemara, that can't be, because it says both. Vaksim maz, vaksim nogeya. Two different psukim. One pasuk says mazeh, and one pasuk says nogeya. V'od, and also it has two different halachos. Mazeh boi kibus begadim, nogeya lo boi kibus begadim. The Torah had two different halachos for the sprinkler, the kohen who sprinkles on the tummy mace, and somebody who just stam touches. So you're right. Ela mazeh, mazeh can't be nogeya. The Chacham say mazeh means no say. Somebody who carries the afer of the paraduma. That's who becomes tameh. But still, somebody who gets sprinkled on, the Chacham say, still is tahar. Says the Gemara, b'nichla rachmana no say. So if mazeh means no say, why doesn't it say no say? So my time exim mazeh. Hakamash v'lan debina shir hazah. Is to teach me that you're only tameh if you carry a shir that's required for sprinkling. That's why it says the lashon of mazeh, even though it really means no say. Let's finish up. So hani chlamad amar hazat sri chashir. So this works out according to the opinion that says that there is a shear for hazaa. There is a shear for how much you have to sprinkle. El lamad amar hazah ain sri chashir ma'ik alameimar. But according to the there is an opinion that says you don't need any amount. A kol shu you could sprinkle ma'ik alameimar. So according to him, there is no shear. So we're back to the kasha of if the Torah means no say, why does it say the lashon of mazeh? So the Gemara answers, afilu lamanda amar hazah ain sricha shir, even according to the opinion that says you don't need a shir to sprinkle hanimili agaba de gavra. That just means that you don't need to sprinkle a shir on the tameh mace. Al bamana sricha shir. But in the kli itself, everybody agrees that you require a shear. So there's definitely a shear that has to be a shear in the kli, and that's the shear that has to be carried. The tzan, as the Mishnah says, kama yehei bahen v'yehei bah k'dei hazah, and how much has to be in there, there'll be enough, k'dei sheyitbol, rashe, givolin, v'yazah. So you can dip the stems in and sprinkle. So there is a shear according to everybody. This is all, the past 15 lines, is approached number one of the Gemara. This is Shitas Rav Chisda, that the Mishnah is against Rabbi Akiva. Remember how we got into this whole thing? The Mishnah is against Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva holds that if you sprinkle, if somebody who is Tahar gets sprinkled on, he becomes Tameh. See, if that's the case, then how could the Kohen Gadol do the Avodah the whole week? The Kohen Gadol is sprinkled on. So it must be that the Mishnah is against Rabbi Akiva. And then we went into the Shakla Vitaria, what is the Makar for the Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan, and what do they each do with each other's Makaris? Let's just finish up, and then I'll take the question. Abaya, Abaya is another Pshat. He says, no, maybe the Mishnah could even be according to Rabbi Akiva. Abaya Amar, Afilu Tema Rabbi Akiva. Da'avid Avodah Kuliyomai. No, what is Rabbi Akiva going to say? The Kohen Gadol does the Avodah all day. Vilapanya, right before Shkia. Every day of these 7 days, that's when you sprinkle on him. Madu Alel, right before Shkia, you sprinkle on him. And he jumps into the mikvah, right then. And then, he wastes the Harif Shemesh. Vitavil, Vavid, Harif Shemesh. And then every morning, he's Tahor again. He's already at Tful Yom. So therefore, that's what you can do. So the Mishnah can even be according to Rabbi Akiva. You just do it at the end of the day, after he does all the practice avoda. Okay, so these are two pshatim, whether the Mishnah is like Rabbi Akiva or not. Right. Oh, they sprinkle, but the sprinkling means tamei, but that's not tamei tumei's mace. The sprinkling only makes you tar from tamei mace, not from any tuma. Yeah. According to Bikiva, this is the pshat of this could be how they were matami to make him into a tful yom. According to the pshat, but they did it right before shkia. I don't know if that's so public. Maybe they wanted to do it in public. Yeah.
The
ashes, well, it's all mixed in. The ashes with the wood. They burn the paraduma. It's the blood and the ashes and everything. They burn the paraduma, and then they
the blood separate.
Right.
Oh, okay.
The dam is sprinkled, a special sprinkling of the blood of the paraduma. But you're right. I keep saying blood, but it means the ashes, the afer of the paraduma. Okay. Just one point, and then we'll continue. There is obviously this is a huge discussion on Parshas Chukas, right? This line of how paraduma is amarti echkama v'hirachoka mimeni. How it's metamei es atahorim umetaris atamei. And what we learned today is how much is it metamei es atahorim? That's the machlokas Rabbanu Rabbi Akiva. If you look in again, I don't fully understand it. Again, it's al pi Kabbalah. I mean, I don't understand that at all. But set in the Klei Yakar on Parshas Chukas where he quotes this, he says Roma farshim yatsu lil kod v'lo masu tam maspik. Why is this? Obviously, Shlomo HaMelech also couldn't understand it. But he has an idea here. Va'ata hat azdecha ushama. Listen up. There's a concept called Hechshel Kabel Tumah. Only until, once water falls on something, then they can become Tameh. Why is that? Water is the source of all Tahara. Right? Water is Tahara. It's a mikvah. It's Mayim Chayim. So water, let's say, is one of the Mashkim. Water is the liquid. So why does an Ochel have to get water on it before it becomes Tameh? Isn't that like opposite? It's the water, a symbol of Tara, symbolizes Mikvah, becomes Tumma. So it says, Ubiha Inyan, he says, items or objects only come out when they're in contrast to an opposite. Kahu Pitivios, Shakal Dover Enum Mispile Kiim Mehefcho, Velomi Mashahu Mimino. You need a clash for something to come out. You need a competition. You need something to go against. Just like he says, the Yitzhahara is more shayach by the Yisrael, because opposites always attract. And if there's, that's what he said. And he says, that's the point of Davar HaMakabal Tumah. He says, you need Tara there in order for Tumah to come. That's why you need water to be Machshor LaKabal Tumah, the ultimate in Tara. So now the Tumah can attack. And he continues to go into this. And then he relates this to us as well. That's why the Paraduma, this Afer, is Bataras Atarum Tameis Atameim, because you have the Afer and the Mayim in here. The Mayim in this mixture is a symbol of Tahara. The Afer is a symbol of Tumah. And he explains why that is. So if it falls onto a Tameh person, so then what's Tameh in this mixture is quiet. It's not Choser V'Neir because there's no clash. It's the Mayim that comes that's loud, and that's Matar the Tameh person. Masha'enkin, if it falls onto a Tahar person, so the water is the water doesn't do anything because the water, there's no clash by the water. Masha'enkin, by the ashes, the Afer inside, that's what comes and has an effect and is Matameh the Tahar. And it continues, you can look there for other examples of this, but that's his point, that there's opposites are always what comes out in Halach. Okay, let's continue now to Gemara. Okay, there's a lot more in Chukas. Feel free. A couple weeks parsha. Says the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that the Kohen Gadol practices, and what does he do? Umakdiras haktoris umeitev asaneris. He practices the ktoris and the neiris. Meaning, it sounds like from our Mishnah, the ktoris comes first. He practices the Ktoris and he practices doing the Neiris. So Alma Ktoris Bereisha v'Hadar Neiris. So it sounds like first the Ktoris and the Avoda, the order of the Avoda. First comes Ktoris and then comes Neiris. For Aminu, is this true? We have a Mishnah in Meseches Tamid where the Mishnah goes through the Payas, the Goral, the lottery, who does what. And in there, the order goes as follows. Misha Zacha B'Dishn Mizbeach HaPanimi. Who gets to clean out the Mizbeach HaPanimi? Misha Zacha B'Menorah. Misha Zacha B'Ktoris. So you see, Menorah comes before Ktoris. Why does Dishn Mizbeach HaPanimi mentioned here? You can look at the top Tosas. But you look here, Menorah is before Ktoris. So steer to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah has Ktoris first. So, first answer. Amar Afuna, Man Tana Tamid Reb Shimon Ish HaMitzbahu. No, all Mishnayos of Meseches Tamid are Reb Shimon Ish HaMitzvah's authorship. And therefore, don't ask Stiris, because it's Reb Shimon Ish HaMitzvah's authorship. So don't ask Stiris to Meseches Yuma. Says the Gemara, no, v'hayif chashimin alei. No, we have a Mishnah Tamid which Reb Shimon argues on. So you can't be, he's the anonymous author. The Tana, the Mishnah says, in Tamid, balo lekaren mizrachas tzvonis, nosi mizrachas tzvona. By the carbon ola, that's brought, the carbon tamid every morning is an ola, right? The two tamidin were olas. So what usually happens by carbon ola is sprinkled under the chut ha-sikra. The blood of the carbon ola is under the chut ha-sikra. Shtayim shehin arba. That's ola and shlamim. You don't have to sprinkle on all four corners of the mizbeach, like a chatas, but shtayim, the two diagonal corners, the northeast corner and the southwest corner, is the Kohen Gadol has to sprinkle on those two corners. He sprinkles on the quarter, it splashes on both sides. It's as if it's on both sides. That's the halacha by regular carbon olas. And that's the same halacha, says the Mishnah Tamid, by the carbon olas Tamid. Balo the Karen Mizrach Tzvonis, he goes to the northeast corner, Nosi Mizrach Tzvona, and he puts the dam there. Maravis Dromis, the southwest corner, Nosi Maravis Droma, and he puts it on the southwest corner. V'tani Allah Reb Shimon Ish HaMitzvah, and Reb Shimon Ish HaMitzvah argues on this Mishnah. He says, Mishane B'Tamid, though that halacha applies by all carbonous ola, but by the carbon Tamid is different, and we'll see later why. Mizrach Tzvona, that was Mizrach Tzvona. Fine, you have one sprinkling on the northeast corner, but then Maravis Dromis, once you come to the southwest corner, two separate sprinklings. No sin ma'arava, v'yachach no sin droma. First on the west side, that's where he's coming from. Right, he's going right to left. Right to left, you go around, that's what we're going to see tomorrow, you always go to the right. So he sprinkles once on the west side and then on the south side. So you see, he argues on the Mishnah in Tamid. So you can't say he is the anonymous author of Meseches Tamid. So back to the Kasha. We have a stira between the Mishnah in Yoma and Tamid. The Mishnah in Yuma here says first comes the Ktoris and then comes the Neiris. And the Mishnah in Tamid says the opposite. El Amar of Yochanan, second try. Man Tana Seder Yuma, Rabbi Shimon Ish HaMitzvahu. No, a different shot. Who is the author of Mishnayis that has to do with the Tamid in Meseches Yuma? That's how Rashi explains it. Who's the author of these Mishnayis here? Rabbi Shimon Ish HaMitzvah. Fine. So we answered that. So now we say, okay, fine, we explain the series between Yuma and Tamid. For Rami Seder Yuma, Seder Yoma. So now I'm going to ask the Kasha within Seder Yuma. Titzan, the Mishnah says later on, and Daf Chafei, Payis HaSheni, the second goal roll that was done, Yom Kippur morning, decided, Mi Shochet, Mi Zorek, Mi Midashi Mizbeach HaPanimi, Hu Shechs, who sprinkles, who cleans out the Mizbeach, Mi Midashi Nesa Menorah, Mi Malei Varam LaKevesh. That's all done by the second goral. Included in there is the menorah. Pais HaShlishi, the third one, Chadashim Ktoris Ba'ov HaFisu. The third goral decides who does the Ktoris. So again, later on in the Mishnah, you see first the menorah, then the Ktoris. So forget Meseches Tamid. You have a stira here in two Mishnayos and Yoma. Which comes first, the Ktoris or the Neiris? Amar Abaya, there's no stira. Lokasha kan Bahatava Shtei Neiris, kan Bahatava Shchamish Neiris. Two Neiris or five Neiris, there's a split. We know we have a Mesorah that the Kohen does not clean out and set up the wicks of all the menorah at once. He does the first five, and then the last two later. And there's something in between. So you know what's in between? The Ktoris is in between. That's the answer to the Seer in the Mishnais. The Mishnah that says that menorah comes first, that's talking about the five before the Ktoris. The Mishnah that says that the Ktoris comes first, that's talking about the two which comes after the Ktoris. Why are they together? That's the Mesorah. That's the Mesorah that we have. L'meimra de b'ktoris ma'afsik lehu. One second. So that's telling me that the avoda that comes in between is the Ktoris. But v'ha, Abaya misader ma'arachim shei de gemara. Abaya's misader. Abaya, later on, we'll say in daflam gimel. If anybody says karbanos every day, right? If anybody goes to a shul that gives them time to say karbanos, I should say, I'm also guilty of it. So says the Abaya in karbanos, this is brought. Abaya misader say the gemara. If we have time, we're supposed to say it. Shabbos morning, or you can say it later on. You can say karbanos later on in the day also. You have the heter right here. So if you look in Abaya misader gemara, b'shmei de gemara. Says Abaya that b'dama tamid mafsik lahu. Abaya says the dama tamid is sprinkled in between. That's what's mafsik within the menorah, not the ketores. So the Gemara answers, Amri lo kasha, not a problem. Hahila b'shol halor abundan is a machlokes. If you look in the Siddur, it says Abaya misader ma'aracha b'shpeid the Gemara ba'ali b'dama b'shol. That's what in our Siddurim, that's what it says. So machlokes tanoim, what avoda comes in the middle of the menorah? Is it the dama tamid or is it the ktoras? So that's the answer in the stira, the tanya. Well, yedev zaneres v'achach yaktir, el yaktir v'achach yetiv. The Tanakama says, first comes the ktoras and then the neiris, meaning what's mafsik? What's mafsik is the dama tamid. Abashalomer meitiv v'achach maktir, the ktoras comes in the middle. And we'll see Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow, what is the makoros for the yeshivas. But just 2 points. Number one is, we had quoted here the Mishnah about Chadash and L'Ktoris Bo'ov Afisu, that new people to the Ktoris come and be Mephias. What does that mean? So the Gemara says later on that the Ktoris makes you rich. So that's why, if you did the Ktoris already, you're not allowed to do it again. Right? You have to give somebody else a chance. Right? It's Ma'asheres. So that's why it says that there was never, the Gemara even quotes a line that Lo Haya Adam, got the exact, Lo Shana Ba'Adam E'Olam. The Gemara later on says, somebody never did it again. Never did it twice. So nobody ever did it twice. How many years there were? Nobody ever did it twice. So Mepharshim explained, the Ritva here says, that's a day up, nobody ever did it twice before somebody else did it once. Meaning they always made sure that they went through an entire cycle because it's Ma'asheres. So where does this come up? Halacha L'maisa? Where is this discussion? Sandikos. The Ramah writes in Hilchos Mila. The Ramah says, V'nogin l'hadar ha-chamitzvah zulios sandik litvos ha-tinuk l'molo. Go find a nice sandik. V'yafe koach ha-sandik mikoach ha-moel l'hakdimo l'kriyas ha-torah. Right, Beryl's issue, right? The Nicholsberger, when he was here, the Sadik, the Sezer Amak, gets the Aliyah before the father, and before the Moel. They call Sadik Havik a Makter Ktores, because every Sadik is like a Makter Ktores. Why? Based on the Pasuk, Yasimu Ktores Ba'apecha V'chol, right, but the same Pasuk, where it mentions Brisen and Ktores. V'lechei Noagin, sometimes, that's not halacha, that is halacha l'maisa, but sometimes if there is a covered abrius issue, there's a grandfather, there's a father, you know, it's not, you have to kashayla each time, but there is an inyan to give the sound of the aliyah. But then says Rama, l'chei noagin shelo litin shnei yaladim, l'baal bris echad, k'dabrit and gabi k'tores, chadashim l'k'tores, bo v'afisu. That's why, quotes the Rama, not to give Santa Claus to the same person twice. Why? Because of this halacha. Just like they didn't give the ktoris twice, so too, they don't give the sadik twice. Quotes the Aruch HaShulchan, and quotes other svarim, but you see a lot of people who give rebbes 10 times, sometimes you see people give, and also you see that they don't become rich, right? So both ways. So what do you say? So says the Aruch HaShulchan, this is all Alpi Nistar, and we don't fully understand it based on a medrash. Believe me, Omerli, de'ikir ha'inyin hu midvarm ha'ne'elamim. The Matzin, Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid says this. V'hayelahem lachem davar al-pisod. He says, you don't have to worry about the nistar, just do the nigla, and whatever you want to do is fine. But you should follow the Ramah, he ends off. Okay. We'll stop here, and we should be mechazik in all shuls. Many shuls have this problem. I'm not saying karbonis properly. We could come here before the daf. Get here at 6. Right, and say karbanis as well, if you would like. Like Marcel was here this morning, saying karbanis. Baruch Hashem. I can mention.